Well, we're very pleased with our victory on the road versus Miami University in Ohio, and thought it was a good test for us. We had to overcome some adversity right off the bat with a fumble, and then we made some big plays and then protected the lead in the second half, and I thought played hard most of the way. So, you know, if we can continue to do that, you know, I know the competition is going to pick up this week, and you know, this is a huge game for us to play South Carolina on a Thursday on ESPN. We're extremely excited about this, and, you know, it's just around the corner. We'll be ready to go.
Bobby, as well as Chris played last week, how important is when you guys kind of generate some offense in other ways besides just him kind of getting on his legs, just kind of getting a little more balance
in the offense? Well, you either run it or throw it, and we were running it and throwing it. You know, he's pretty good. A lot of those, you know, I think everybody has a little bit of misconception that he just pulled the ball down and ran it all the time. Most of those runs were designed plays, and the offensive line did a great job of executing on those plays and did some great blocks, and he took advantage of it. And he did scramble some, but not near as much as everybody thinks. So, today's football world, you know, you got to be ready to throw the ball if they're going to, you know, put them up there in the box, and you got to be ready to run the ball if they're going to cover. And I think we're very capable of doing both. So I think Chris is also. So whatever's happening during the game, we're going to try to capitalize on it and go with it.
So did you like what you guys did offensively?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. I think if we had to throw it more, we would have, you know, had a good chance of doing it. But, you know, we were running the ball, had the lead, had some big plays to get the lead. And I don't care who you're playing against. You know, you play to win the game, you know, not to get more yards. So we were trying to run out the clock today, too.
Bobby, last year's game against South Carolina, was that the perfect storm for your football team? You played about as well both sides of the ball as they could please.
Well, we did play well. We were, you know, really executing well on defense and putting some pressure on South Carolina's offense. And then when we got the ball away from them, our offense capitalized several times and got just enough points. We didn't score any in the second half. Moved the ball fairly well in the second half, but didn't get it in the end zone. We're a little disappointed in that. But, you know, we were upset. We thought we should have beat Georgia the week before, and we had something to prove, and our guys went down there and just played hard. I was proud of their efforts that day, and you know, sometimes you got to step up and say, well, you know, we didn't win last week, but we're going to do something about it this week.
Talk about the importance of being a signature home victory for your program.
Excuse me?
A signature home victory for your program.
Well, I don't know if this is a signature or not. I mean, it's the second game. That's the way we're treating it. And we're playing South Carolina, quality opponent. You know, I've said it probably 1,000 times. There is no hump. We won't get over hump. If we beat South Carolina, we're going to have to play good the next week to have to win. I don't care who it is. You know, we have to play well. And yeah, it would be a nice win, a real nice win, but I don't think it's going to, you know, put us on an extra special place where everybody says Vanderbilt has arrived. You have to always go at it every week. We had to play well against Miami to beat
them. Can you talk a little bit about DJ Moore, the versatility of this kid? What separates him from
those players? Well, he just knows how to play football. I mean, it's just, you know, a knack he has to know where the ball is going to be. And he had an interception. He had a sack, a long punt return right after the sack. He tackled well. So, you know, he can do it all. And, you know, DJ's, you know, he's different than most of them I've ever seen. He just doesn't have to tell him over and over and over again that the quarterback's going to read this and then go to that. And he got it down the first time you tell him. So He's a lot of fun to have on your football team, I know that.
Coach, with what DJ does over there at that one corner, do you see offenses starting to go away from him, and how do you see Myron responding?
Well, Myron, I think, has gotten better and better, you know, every game, and he did a fantastic job in man coverage versus Miami, and you know, allowed us to run some defenses where we could, you know, get some people in the box and stop the run. And I think he's gotten better and better, and probably, you know, people don't notice Meyer as much because of DJ, but he's a good player, and he's a physical specimen. I mean, he's, you know, probably 6'2", 200 and something pounds, and can run. And, you know, he not only did it on defense, but he did it on the punt return. You know, he's manning that gunner up on the outside and kept him from making the tackle. So he's becoming a complete player.
You rolled the secondary claim last week. Do you feel like, given South Carolina's quarterback concerns, are going to be extra excited or extra pumped up in this game?
Well, I hope they're pumped up. Yeah, they're going to need to be pumped up because they're going to be tested. There's no doubt about it. You know, South Carolina has excellent schemes. They've got excellent receivers, Kenny McKinley and McCorn, and, you know, all those guys can, you know, they can light you up. So we've got to be ready to play, but, you know, that's usually the case every week. So, again, you know, I tell them to go out there and get really pumped up because Kenny McKinley's coming to town. You know, I don't think they have to. You know, I think they know he's coming to town. I think they know every week that they're going to be challenged, no matter who comes in here and who we play against.
How do you prepare knowing that you can see one of three quarterbacks this week? Does that
well,
change anything?
I don't know, because I haven't seen one of them. And, you know, the other two I've seen play on film. We played against one of them last year. I don't really know. But we're going to do what we do, and I think that's one of the best things we've done over the last couple of years is, you know, we've got our defensive scheme and we stick to it, and we're playing faster now, we're playing more aggressive, we're bringing more pressure, and I think it's paid off for us. So we're going to continue to do the same things no matter who the quarterback is. And I think, especially with Coach Spurrier, you know, you're playing against his offense, not necessarily the quarterback. That's who we're preparing for, and I think all three of them would be able to run his offense, or he wouldn't have them.
Their offensive line, Bobby, well chronicled, has been very coarse. Is that a good matchup for you guys?
Well, yeah, I think our defensive line played fairly well the other night. You know, hopefully it will be. You know, that's our first line has been playing pretty well. You know, we don't have a lot of guys after that who've played in games and been productive. So it just depends on how long we can last in there, and if they get any better or we get any better. But that certainly will be a key spot, because, you know, if they're going to pass the ball, we've got to get pressure on them. And we don't want to put our secondary in a situation where they got to play against, you know, South Carolina with the quarterback having a lot of time to throw the ball.
Coach, you talked a little bit about Chris's game earlier. He hit 20 carries against Miami. With his injury situation from last year, and he's not a tiptoe out of bounds kind of guy, do you get concerned with the number of shots he takes?
No, I think he got hurt last year in the pocket. So, I don't think it's that big of a concern. You know, we know we have to run the quarterback some. You know, we've got to do it to stay competitive, and, you know, gives us a chance for some big plays. And then, you know, we got, you know, three other guys that we feel like can go in there if he gets dinged up or has to come out a few plays or has to come out for the rest of the game. You know, we can get somebody in there who can do it. But you know, Chris is stout. I mean, unless you stand by him, if you look at him on the field, you really don't, you know, see how stout of an athlete he is. He's a big guy, and he can hold his own. But obviously, we don't want to get him hit, you know, when he's in the pocket, and we want to sort of regulate the amount of times he goes out there and runs downfield, but it's part of our offense, and we got to do it.
South Carolina had 4 turnovers in, I guess, the first half alone, I think. But their defense still pitched a shutout. Talk about what a test this is going to be for Nixon and your offense.
That was impressive. NC State had the ball several times, you know, in good field position, and got turnovers, and were all hopped up, and South Carolina's defense went right out there and just sort of snuffed them out and, you know, just killed any kind of momentum they had every time they would do that. So it's you can see they play with a lot of confidence. They, you know, they get up and they play a lot of man, and they crowd the line of scrimmage, and their defensive line is going to be very aggressive. They get upfield. We had a little bit of problem with that last week with people getting penetration. So it's certainly going to be a challenge for our offense to meet that intensity that they have on defense.
They look better this year defensively than they did last year when they got
Brinkley back. Well, they, you know, one game, I don't know. You know, and it's hard to say. They were very impressive against NC State. I hope they're not that impressive against us.
Who are some of the guys on that side of the ball for South Carolina that you like? They got a lot of guys back.
I tell you, Emmanuel Cook might be one of the best tacklers I've ever seen in football. I mean, he does a form tackle every time, and you know they. People break through the line sometimes, and they run down there about 5 yards, and boom, he's got them on the ground. And he's tough. So Captain Munderland, you know, a great cover corner and a very dangerous kick returner. I think all their linemen are very athletic. Like I say, they really get off the ball and try to get penetration. And Lindsay guy, you know they got a host of them. You know, Norwood seems to be has one of the knacks. He's sort of like DJ Moore. You know, the ball somewhere you can find Norwood there. You know, he's going to be recovering it or picking it up and scoring or whatever. So they've got some star quality people on defense.
But with Anton Dotson playing really well on Thursday night, was it important for you guys?
Well, confidence is huge in specialists and kickers, no doubt about it. And I was glad to see Bryant knock those 2 field goals through there with ease. And Brett, we really weren't concerned about his sickness anymore. I mean, he was over it. And, you know, tell you the truth, it doesn't take 3 or 4 weeks to get a punter ready to play. You know, once he got well, he was okay.
Why were you concerned at all about your wide receiver spot?
Oh, yeah. We've lost Earl Bennett, for one. Y'all remember him. And then Alex Washington gets hurt in first day of spring practice, and then George Smith has a stress fracture before the year starts, and then John Cole, you know, hurts his meniscus last week, and he's going to be out probably for the rest of the year. So, you know, those are 4 guys that, you know, we could possibly have available, you know, on our football team that I think will make a huge difference. So, yes, a big yes.
Dr. Johnson, is Georgia closer?
I'll have to consult with my fellow doctors on that. But George is getting better every day, and you know, if you ask Dr. George Smith, you know, he'll tell you that he's ready to go, but he's not. And the worst thing that could happen to George is us try to bring him back early, and then he gets re-injured, and then he can't play for the rest of the year. And that's a possibility if you try to rush that stress fracture injury.
I understand he lobbied to dress Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, it was a non-conference away game, so there are no restrictions on who can dress. And George is, you know, a captain, and he's well-liked by all of our guys. And I thought it was important to have him on the sideline with our people. And he went out for coin toss. And did his captain duties, and it was great to have George there.
A couple more questions.
Well, I think so. You know, especially, you know, ESPN, and hopefully all the students will be out there. It'll be a night game. They go to class and start their partying early enough to get out there for the kickoff. It's 7:30, right?
Yeah.
So that ought to be late enough for them to get out there, and hopefully it'll be a great atmosphere, and I think that's great for our program. I think the stadium looks fantastic right now, so you know, hopefully we'll get a little exposure there, and it's fun. But to tell you the truth, I'd be glad to get back on the Saturday schedule next week, and because with our academic schedule here, you know, Thursday night games, you know, are tough. It's not that bad to have one every once in a while, but when you have two in a row, it's pretty tough.
Because a Thursday night game, does that kind of give you all some flexibility in terms of repeating evaluations this coming weekend?
It sure does. I mean, we can go out Friday, and there'll be a lot of games we can go see. The hurricane might affect us a little bit. The two hurricanes might affect us a little bit in that. It would normally be a day that we could get on some planes and go long distances, maybe, you know, to Louisiana or Florida and get some evaluations that we couldn't get during the year. So we'll just have to watch the weather and see how we do. But we'll try to take advantage of it.
Did you guys do that last week on Friday?
No, because the evaluation period didn't start until this week. You couldn't go out. And that was be against the rules. Did you see anybody else out?
I was in Florida, and I know I saw
One more question.
Coach, with a guy like McKinley, do you guys, in your defensive scheme, do you specifically put a corner on a receiver, or is it just kind of how they line up, or that, like this week, do you say, you know, put an EJ on him, or does it work that way in here?
It's hard to work it that way, and I think Coach Furrier does a fantastic job of moving those guys around. He tries to get the matchup he wants, and you try to prevent that matchup from happening. So it's a little bit of, you know, give and take there, or cat and mouse, whatever you want to call it. But that is a concern because he moves him around, and he does all kind of routes from different areas, and, you know, we will certainly know where he is. I don't know if we can have the best guy. It depends. If you're playing zone, you know, you're not going to move a corner from outside inside. If you're playing man, you might want to try to match them up and move them over. But, you know, then you get in a situation where you got a guy playing where he normally doesn't play. So, you know, you have to weigh all those factors. Is it good? Is it best for us to execute what we know best, or is it best for us to change? And, you know, that's why coaches spend all night watching film and get up the next morning early and watch some more.
How good is McKinley, just what you've seen?
Oh, he's very good. You know, he's going to probably be the all-time leading receiver in South Carolina's history, and they've had some great ones. And, you know, he's also a very good blocker. You know, he does a great job blocking in the run game, and he's a complete guy.
Coach, with a couple corners like DJ and Myron, you don't have to worry quite as much about those matches, do you?
Or do you still have to? No, I don't think. You know, both of them can play out in the field. Both of them can play in the boundary. No, but when you get those three wide outs in there, you know, four wide outs, you know, you start worrying about matchups there. Motion, shifting.
Thank you very much, Coach.
You're welcome. Thank you.